translation by Srila Prabhupada. He has already accepted himself as my subordinate by marrying my daughter in the presence of fire and brahmanas. He has married my daughter, who is equal to Gayatri, and has pretended to be just like an honest person. Prabhupada by Srila Prabhupada. Daksha's statement that Lord Shiva pretended to be an honest person means that Shiva was dishonest, because in spite of accepting the position of Daksha's son-in-law, he was not respectful to Daksha. Om Agyana Dimanandasya Yanangana Salakaya Chakshurun Milatam Yena Tasmai Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manombistam Shabdam Yenam Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gata Mayam Dadati Swam Patantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadara Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Esha me shishyatam prapto yame dukkito ragrahit Panem vipragni muktata Savitriya eva saduvat. He has already accepted himself as my subordinate by marrying my daughter in the presence of fire and brahmanas. He has married my daughter, who is equal to Gayatri, and has pretended to be just like an honest person. So I'll read a couple of previous verses just to get up to date. So Daksha has come into the sacrificial arena, and he has been honored by everyone. The normal procedure when a great personality comes in is that everyone should stand and honor that person. So here it says that, of course, this inquiry by Vidura is, why was Daksha, who was so affectionate towards his daughter, envious of Lord Shiva, who is the best among the gentle? Why did he neglect his daughter Sati? Lord Shiva, the spiritual master of the entire world, is free from enmity, is a peaceful personality, and is always satisfied in himself. He is the greatest amongst the demigods. How is it possible for Daksha that Daksha could be inimical towards such an auspicious personality? My dear Maitreya, to part with one's life is very difficult. Would you kindly explain to me how a son-in-law and father-in-law could quarrel so bitterly that the great goddess Sati could give up her life? The sage Maitreya said, in a former time, the leaders of the universal creation performed the great sacrifice in which all the great sages, philosophers, demigods, and fire gods assembled with their followers. When Daksha, the leader of the Prajapatis, entered the assembly, his personal bodily luster is bright as the effulgence of the sun. The entire assembly was illuminated, and all the assembled personalities became insignificant in his presence. Influenced by his personal bodily luster, all the fire gods and other participants in the great assembly, with the exception of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, gave up their own sitting places and stood in respect for Daksha. Daksha was adequately welcomed by the president of the great assembly, Lord Brahma. After offering Lord Brahma respect, Daksha, by order of Brahma, properly took his seat. Before taking his seat, however, Daksha was very much offended to see Lord Shiva sitting and not showing him any respect. At that time, Daksha became greatly angry, and his eyes glowing, he began to speak very strongly against Lord Shiva. All sages, brahmanas, and fire gods present, please hear me with attention, for I speak about the manners of gentle persons. I do not speak out of ignorance or envy. Sati has spoiled the name and fame of the governors of the universe and has polluted the path of gentle manners. Shiva has spoiled the name and fame of the governors of the universe and has polluted the path of gentle manners because he is shameless. He does not know how to act. He has already accepted himself as my subordinate by marrying my daughter in the presence of fire brahmanas. He has married my daughter, who is equal to Gayatri, and has pretended to be just like an honest person. So this is the anger of Lord Shiva, of Lord of Daksha. The nature of anger is nicely described in the Bhagavad Gita, that yadito vishayan pumsha shangas tesho pajate sorry tesho pajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodha vijayate krodha bhavati samuha samuhat smriti vibrama smriti vibram sad buddhinasho buddhinasha pranashati. While contemplating the objects of the senses, a person develops attachment for them, and from attachment lust develops, and from lust anger arises. From anger, a complete delusion arises, and from delusion, bewilderment of memory. When memory is bewildered, intelligence is lost. And when intelligence is lost, one falls down into the material pool. So this whole example is very nicely showing that even a great personality, Lord Daksha is not an ordinary personality, as it's said that when he entered the sacrificial arena, he practically diminished the personalities there by his enormous effulgence. So that, of course, Daksha is the leader of the Prajapatis, progenitors of mankind. He is also son of Brahma, so not an ordinary entity. So these stories from the Bhagavatam very nice illustrate how even amongst the great demigods, even amongst the great personality, there is also always danger. Padam padam. In the material world, every single moment is dangerous. Every single moment of your life in this world is very dangerous. Because one small mistake and you can be ruined. So, generally speaking, in the material world, that's why we have so many principles to regulate our life. To regulate our life. Just like we find rules and regulations very much unsavory. Nobody likes to be ruled by anything. We become angry, actually. We become very much, what's the good word, but very much rebellious and indignant. We become very indignant because nobody likes to be belittled by anything. Because here in the material world, everyone is proud as peacocks. We're all very proud. And if you study this pride, you can see that actually what really is the cause of pride. Generally, we find as soon as we gain something, we become proud. You see? So the danger of gain should be noticed. The danger of gain. Everybody in this world comes in naked. We want to gain. Our whole life is to gain something. We are always in pursuance of gain. As one philosopher described, that everything we do is motivated by some gain. Every thought, word, and deed, we want to gain something. Now here, Bhagavatam is showing the danger of gain. Many people think gain means lots of money and a big car and a big house. But no, that is not real gain. That is actually gain for the sudras. Sudras are very much fascinated by these lower things. Here, Bhagavatam is showing even on a higher level, on the level of the demigods, there is also other type of pride. Daksha actually is considered to be very, very powerful personality and very learned in all the different sacrificial rites, all the different divisions of the Vedas, etc. So we see that another quality of the Maya, as is described very nicely in the Bhagavad Gita, Namam Daskritina Mudha Prabhajante Naradama Maya Krita Jnana Masurumba Masritya, that there are different types of demons. Now, if you look at that verse, it very nicely explains that at first, namam duskritina, those type of demons who are duskritina, kritina means good qualities, duskritina means those who have no good qualities, you see? So the actual duskritina, generally, we see, are the materialists. Materialists generally, because they are, if you look at materialistic mentality, it is all the mentality of gain, greediness, kamesha, krodesha,